Kosav Rambam Aloich Shalamako Bekoyri Potsuk Minatoyro Vechen Koyra Alatinoik Shloi Ivas. He reads psukim for the tinoik that he should not become frightened. I miniach sefer Torah oitfilin al cotton. Loi dai lohem shehein beklal chaverim. Chaverim doesn't mean friends or chaver in the sense of the positive versus amaretz. Chaver means chaver b'shoel loi v'yidoni v'doyer shalameisim. Loi dai lohem shehein beklal chaverim u'menachashim. El shehein beklal ha'koifrim b'toyer sha'oisim divrei Torah refuas haguf ve'enoi elo refuas hanefesh. The Lashon HaRambam. For we pirish the davka beloiches alamako umaskir shem shamayim veroikek oisoi hu she'en loichelik loylam abo. He has to be loiches alamako, and in that lachash is some sort of incantation, exactly. Some sort of incantation where the person is mentioning shem shamayim and he spits. But nevertheless, it's not mutter. Even if the pasuk that he's being maskir in the incantation does not have Shem Hashem in it at all, but it's a pasuk min aksuvim, doesn't have to be necessarily from Torah either, could be from Nevi'im or Ksuvim, from Tehillim even, and we'll soon see about saying Tehillim in general. Isn't that a problem, if that's the case? If you don't have to be roikek, and you don't have to have Shem Hashem in the pasuk, then what about psukim and tehillim that we say? But he doesn't mention tehillim the tour. He says, "Miu isuri iku b'leichesh pasuk alamak afilu b'leir rikiko b'leir haskar Hashem shamayim." V'im yesh boi sakonas nefashos hakol muta umuta likrei pasuk lohagein kagon balayla al mitasei. So pasuk lohagein is based on the Gemara Masechet Shavuos, and the Gemara says, and you have it here in the Beis Yosef, in the about almost two-thirds of the way down. You see where the parentheses in the middle has Tesvav Amid Beis? That's it. So take a look at that. Avol Kosher, Midgarsinim Beperek Sheni Deshvulis. I'm now reading from the Beis Yosef in Yeridea Kuf Ayin Tes. The Beis Yosef that's on this tour that we started with. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have a Omer Lahanu Kroi Vigoni. The Gemara tells us there something that we call Shir Shel Pigoim. A shir shel pegoyim is a phrase that you might encounter. You should know what it is. It's yoyshev b'seiser elyon. The capital in Tehillim, yoyshev b'seiser elyon, is called shir shel pegoyim. And the Mefarshim explained, why is it called shir shel pegoyim? It's a shir keneged pegoyim. In other words, like on certain tzaris, we prevent it by having this shir shel pegoyim that we say yoyshev b'seiser elyon. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this capital before he went to sleep. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Shua ben Levi avam alahanu kroy, the psukim of the Shir Shel Pegoyim, v'goni, and he went to sleep. So Gemara asks, heichi avin hachi, v'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he himself said, osul is rapis bedivrei Torah, that you're not allowed to use psukim of Torah for refuah purposes. And this is part and parcel of this previous inyan that we were discussing last time and this morning. So the question is, how can he say the Shir Shel Pegoyim? This gets us, by the way, very close to the question of how can you say Tehillim? Because this is a capital in Tehillim. What does the Gemara say? Lahagein Shani. Lahagein Shani. In order to protect you and prevent, the prophylactic is permitted. But the refuah, after the fact that the person is already sick, then he cannot use psukim for refuah purposes. So when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi went to sleep, he was perfectly well. And to prevent, as a preventative for future problems, he was permitted, says the Gemara, to say these psukim of the Shir Shel Pegoyim of Yoshev B'Seiser Elyon. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says. Let's go now back to the Tur. So the Tur says also, Umutar likrei pasuk lahagein. Kagoin balayla al mitasai, which is exactly that gemara in your Shavuos Daf Tezvav. But you see in the Yeridei in this chelek, by the way, even though the Aruch HaShulchan is an unbelievable tool to give you, besides his psak halacha, to give you the background of every inyan, unfortunately we do not have the Aruch HaShulchan on these halachas of Avodah Zarah and Vabizrayu of Shoylei V'Yidoni Dorish LaMesim. So there's no Aruch HaShulchan and Yeridei Tov, I mean Kufayin Tes. So we don't have that background. But in the Shulchan Aruch, in the tour, the Shulchan Aruch, it's crystal clear that the use of the Psukim Lohagein is Mutar, even though al hamaka, or in any case, after samachla, it's also. So what about a person who's sick, and we daven and we are misbalu for him, and we say tehillim? That's the question. So I wanted to share with you the following. And that's not in the sheets. You'll have to bear with me and listen. Here was, first of all, the question that we mentioned last time also. If a person wants to send a telegram, let's say al yidei goy, even al yidei goy, to a chacham gadol and a tzaddik mefursam, to ask him to be mispal for a chayla misuka. So here, you have this Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kufta Zayin Amid Aleph. You had it not so long ago in Daf Yomi. Kol sheyesh loy chayla b'soich beisoy, yelechei yisol chacham v'yivakish olav rachamim. Person has a chayla b'seich beisai, he is encouraged by this Gemara to go to a chacham, and the chacham shemivak shal rachman. Remember last time we had the Igros Moshe, where he says absolutely there's such an inyan, and the shenema hamas melech malachem obetz v'shchacham yikvarena. And the Mukhe Yosef writes that was the minig in Sarfas, that whoever had a chayla mevakish pnei rav hatoyfis yeshiva sheyivari chayisai. So they went to the Rosh Yeshiva, that the Rosh Yeshiva should give the person a bracha and for his sickness. There's a sefer, Seyda Hayyim, very choshev, a sefer of halachas and minhagim, that the old rabbi brings down. And he writes, B'negeya hatovas chaloim b'shabbos. You know what hatovas chaloim is? A person has a bad chalom, so he comes to three, or to chacham if he can't find three people, and he gets them together, and he says the Seder HaTovas Chaloyim in the back. I remember once that somebody came to me, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he says, I have to do HaTovas Chaloyim. So I said, alright. So I handed him the Seder, and I said, you know, start saying, Halayla Lekim Pisraynim, Sapru Nali. He says, what is that? Shimon HaRabbi say, he's supposed to say. So I said, that's not HaTovas Chaloyim, that's HaTovas Nedarim. He mixed it up. He meant Hataras Nedarim. What's Hataras Chaloyim? You get together, and there's a sequence of dialogue between the Chachomim and the person who had the bad dream. And in the end, the Hatova of the Chaloyim is based on the Gemara in Brachas that says, Kol HaChaloyim is Holchim Acha HaPitorayim. That Chaloyim are based on the way you resolve them and you explain them. So better you should explain them l'toyva, so you come l'hatovas chaloyim to the chacham. So he wants to know, this Seyda Hayoyim wants to know if you can say such a hatovas chaloyim on Shabbos. Person had a bad dream, you know you can have a tainus chaloyim on Shabbos, correct? As they state beferish. Because he has tremendous agmas nefesh, and that's how he resolves his agmas nefesh. That's his oynik Shabbos. So what about hatovas chaloyim? Should the chayyim be exactly the same thing? That's what I would have said. So what's the problem to begin with? Shoyel tzrochav. There's a halacha mimtzoy chavtzuchav adabedavar that a person's not allowed to ask his own personal tzrochim on Shabbos. Tzorche shamayim, you are permitted. That which is communal, that which is for the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're permitted to ask. But that which is exclusively for your own personal needs, whatever those needs are, and pashas includes refuah as well. So he wants to know, what about atovas chalom? So afo pishu shoyel tzrochav. So he writes, because pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. And he can even say vidui, befer molei, and besk rachmim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, haver chatosi v'loy amos. Right? And in the same manner, he says, and the proof of it is, that they were matir tainis chaloyim, because it's pikuach nefesh, shemon nigzera olav gezeira, v'utzarech levatla betfilu v'tachanunim. So it's interesting that his explanation is not because that's his oinik, but taket, because it might be a problem of pikuach nefesh. It's very interesting. When a person has a bad dream, in a certain sense, he could be choshish for worse than if he has a machla mamish. Because if he has a machla, like a cold, bad cold, or whatever it is, so he can assume that it'll run its course, or if he takes up a couple of antibiotics, it'll be alright. But a bad dream, who knows what it signifies, and who knows what it could lead to? The same thing if a person, therefore, has a tainus kalayim, the tainus could be pushed to save his own life. That's what he says. It's an amazing thing. So the Seyda Hayoyim is clear that you're allowed to do this Hatovas Chaloyim even on Shabbos. Comes along the Pesach HaDvir, one of the Gedolei Olam, and he says, I don't understand. Everybody knows that the Tayelis of Hatabas Chaloim ought to be regarded, this is what he says, as a Refuah Segulis. Remember last time we spoke about the difference between Refuah Tivis, antibiotics, and Refuah Segulis, which is everything that is supernatural, that we don't have a scientific cause and effect explanation that we can figure out with our own logic. So a Refuah Segulis, how Thomas Chaloim, he says, is a Refuah Segulis. It's not a Refuah Tivis. So he says, that's what we would have thought, right? That it's a Refuah Segulis. So the Pesach Advir says no. He says an amazing thing. The Pesach Advir Tainas, that the whole inyan of refuah that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, v'chai bohem v'lo shiyamus bohem, we'll speak about that a few minutes later, v'chai bohem v'lo shiyamus bohem, so it's mutter for pikuach nefesh and even for sofik pikuach nefesh. And even if it's roiv that is likely to live on a sofik cow of pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be mechalas on Shabbos. And we said that that's only by refuah tivis and not necessarily by refuah segulis. What is this hatovas chalom, says the Pesach Advir? It's a mistake to think of it as a refuah segulis. He says, this is a refuah tivis. How could it be? He says, because the pasuk tells us beferish, karev Hashem l'chol karev v'chol asher yikru b'emes. It's an amazing thing. He says, that's not segulis, that's tivis. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a promise, and the promise is to be fulfilled, Avada Givis, it's tivis. It's a better refuah than any refuah. So he says, Afal pi, shem b'pnei ma'isav, loy tekubal tefilosai. Hagam, that we can never be absolutely confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heed us and bring the refuah. And there are many times that people daven, even most sincerely, and it doesn't seem to help. He says, that's not negeya to the person who's asking, because it's a suffix. And suffix, pikuach nefesh, is also doicha Shabbos. That's his lashon. V'afo bishe efshar shemipnei ma'isav loy tekubal tefilosai, lo yehei ala suffix. V'arei refuah tivyis doicha yisar toira filu ala suffix. Even an yisar dairais on Shabbos. Right? That's what he says. Now, according to this, you know that on Shabbos, they duchen in Eretz Yisrael, and here even on Yom Tov, we duchen even if it's on Shabbos. There are places where they don't duchen on Shabbos, the place can say it's a mistake. When they duchen on Shabbos, though, there's a difference, because they don't say, they do the short version, right? They don't say, the Kayhamana Mayrich in the Nigin, by the Yosem L'chot Shalom, for example, by the Shalom, and they say the Shalom right away, because we do not say that shtickel of Ribbono Shel Olam, Chaloyim Chalamti, which is a form really of Hatovas Chaloyim. It's about Koshas Rachamim on the Chaloyim in an Ace Rachamim Verotzayim of Birchas Kayan. So the question is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So if this inyan is permitted for Hatovas Chaloyim, and because of his argument to Pesach Advir, that it's really a refuah tivis, which is mutar even the safek pikuach nefesh. So even if you don't know for sure that it's going to work, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to try. So why shouldn't you be allowed to say this also? And the Magen Avraham says beferish that we should not say this Ribbono Shel Olam in the Birchas Kohanim on Shabbos. So that's a stira. Right? In Siman Kuf Chav Ches, if Kotnayin, that's what the Magen Avraham says, that we shouldn't say it, and we don't. We taka don't say it. Yeah? He says, what about Tainis Chaloim? So he says, Tainis Chaloim is different because Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Tainis, that Yud Beis Amid Beis, that Yofet Tainis L'Chaloim Ke Eishlin O'Iris. It's like you have, let's say, flax that's very dry and ready to burn. It's very combustible. So the minute you touch the fire to it, it suddenly explodes in fire and gets consumed in a moment. In the same way, the chaloim and its possible ill effects are consumed completely by the tainus. Yofet tainus l'chaloim ke'esh l'noiris. Right, so he says, but this tefillah is not on that level. In other words, nobody said that the tefillah of Ribbono Shel Olam has that same segula, has that same kayach, memela. And since the halacha says that you have to have refuah yedua, so therefore it might not necessarily be. So anyhow, there's this question about saying the Hatavas Chaloy, and the question of what kind of a refuah is it considered? Is it considered a refuah segulis or even a refuah tivis? And is that different from the Tainis Chaloyim, the Hatavas Chaloyim, or is it different from the Ribbono Shel Olam? So you have these three things that are under discussion. Now there's another maaseh. There was a mageifa in the city, and it was on Shabbos. And this is the story. Reuven was in the city, and he was smitten by the mageifa. They don't tell us exactly what the nature of the mageifa was, but whatever it was, a cholera epidemic or something, he was smitten by the mageifa. He was inside the city. Shimon, his brother, was in a village outside of Tchum Shabbos. That's what's Negei at the Hilcha Shabbos. He's outside of the Tchum. Normally, we would not be allowed to walk. And the Chayla was very, very upset. He was suffering tremendously from the fact that his brother doesn't know his matzav. That was the story. He's suffering tremendously. And the reason was, not because Tam, out of curiosity or whatever, he wanted his brother to be mispalel for him. And he felt that his brother, that intimacy of his brother, maybe his brother was an Adam Gadol, I don't know. But in any case, he wanted very much that his brother should be mispalel for him. The problem is, how do you get this information to the brother when it's Chutz L'Tchum Shabbos? That's the shayla. So he says here, and he also wanted to convey this Chas Hashem, he's going to pass away from this machla. He has to tell him all kinds of pratim, what to do and how to deal with the children and so on and so forth. Whatever it is, he must speak to his brother. So the question is, what do you do? So he says, Yisai Shal Ruvei. This is also in the Pesach Hadvir and Simon Shinvav in Hilchos Shabbos. Gisa Shal Ruvein, this person who was in the Magefa, who was sick. Just a figure of speech. It means that he was smitten by the Magefa. And that he should immediately organize a tehillim. That's basically it. But with learning and tefillah lirfuasai. V'chein osa. So the question is something like this mutter or not? So there's a shayla of chutz l'tchum, and there's a shayla also of writing the letter al yedei goy. Right? Okay. So that's what the Pesach Hadvir is responding to. V'nira she'ein b'zeh shum nidnud isur she'kol ma she'osa hoyo liyashiv daitu she'lchoyle davitakif le'alma. So he's arguing from a slightly different direction. He wasn't answering the question, is this mutar mitzad atzmai? He said like this. The chayla is almost delirious. And he has tremendous agmas nefesh and tzar, which definitely can make his matzav worse. So we know that there's a halacha, in order to calm a person down, we do things for pikuach nefesh also. So memela mitzad, that he needs this desperately, to calm him down, so that is the reason that they were mask him to do it. And he says, "Ein boi shum nidnu chalisa." Yeah, it says in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Vav Siv Tes in the Mechaber that a choyle the takif le'alma. Takif le'alma means that he's very, very sick. He's on his way out, right? For Omar sheyishluchu akum lechutz l'tchum ba'ad kroivav mutar. That's what the Magen Avraham says right on the spot. And Shulchan Aruch Harav says that you could even go chutz l'tchum kama parsois. And he writes furthermore, Ksav akum is Ksav shal hedyotis. And Ksav shal hedyotis betzim is also on the Mirabonon. In Hilchos Ksiva on Shabbos, that it should be a melacha d'oraisa is actually very difficult. Because you have to have the Ksav Yisrael, and you have to have that it's permanent, and on and on and on. So if a person writes Ksav Shalakum, or writes with a pencil, or something like that, where it's not permanent, it's not going to be a Melacha D'oraisa. It's definitely Osir, and nobody should have any avenues to do it. But it's only Osir Midrabbanan. So he says, according to many Paiskim, not everyone is masking to this, but many Paiskim feel that way. And the Tzarek Gadol, he says, Ein Lecha Tzarek Gadol Kutz Mi Yishuv Daito Shal Chayla. And maybe it is that now. So it's very interesting. In order to be miyasha daita shalchoyla, you could fool him also. And what if you tell him, I'm going to do it? And you do it. That means you tell him and you don't do it. But you don't actually do it. But you tell him that you're going to do it. So he's calmed down. So that's a whole Shaila Bechlala. You permitted to mislead him into thinking that it's going to be done. But then, of course, if you don't do it, what's not going to happen? The brother won't find out about it, and Mameli won't be able to be organizing this tefillah and Torah session for him. So he says, "Vegam efshar." He adds this point: "Shetiye shasvatzayin to tekubal tefillas achiv limudei v'daitei v'tzidkasei v'shav v'rafaloi shedvarim elu mekarim gzar dinoi shel adam." It's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. So. Yeah, would be the same thing. Yeah, he would be able to come. That right. That Shaila is that point is not implicit. It's explicit. I mean here, because they apparently all he wanted was that he should know about it and he could stay put. He doesn't have to come. His coming's not going to accomplish anything. He preferred that he should stay in his hometown where he has a kayach and he can organize and he can get everybody together to daven and to learn. But Lu Yitzuyer, he needed his brother Mamish, so L'chayr, his brother would be able to come in Chutz L'tchum as well. For Shema Titarik Daita.
Yes. What's
extra about it?
Once you do one, it's
okay. Yeah, so that's not for us to discuss right now, but apparently it's not so pashut. Now he says like this. Now he says, because... So what happens when somebody comes chutz l'tchum and then he's kind of shvisa and then he can't go any further at all? It's not al regalachas. Reb Shlomish Kluger wrote many sfarim, maybe 100 sfarim, I don't know, maybe more. But he wrote many sfarim, and one of the sfarim called Bechata Bechayim. So he says that in Kila Zlotchev there was probably a rebbe, I don't know, but somebody was matir on Shabbos to write a kvittel and to travel more than 3 parsois, which is Dairaisa. And he says, Hayra'a Zu is a terrible, terrible Hayra'a. It's Mekukeles Mioid Mioid. Because even though Pikuach Nefesh is Daivcha Shabbos and even Safik Pikuach Nefesh, Mikol Mekoyim Lehuta Ela Berfua Shehi Derech HaTeva. The kvittel is not Derech HaTeva. They saw before that this Beisach Advir holds that HaTavas Chaloyim is considered a school of Derech Teva, and Tefillah for a Chayla is considered Derech Teva because Ritzon Rav Yasser, Karva Hashem L'chol Karev. So the question is this a machloikus between them? And then he says, and besides that, the Kvittel has to be Baduk Menusa Al Yidei Chochem Yadua. That's what we had last time. Ismachi Kameya, Ismachi Gabra, Ismachi Kameya Vis, Ismachi Gabra. It has to be at least 3 times. Avol B'derech Nisi Tefillah Lo Huter B'Shum Eifin. So Shlomo Kluger's opinion is that it's absolutely not permitted to violate Shabbos in order to ask a chayla Yeshua al yidei a tzaddik or al yidei a chacham that he should be mispalel for it. And then he adds, Afilu hoya hamispalel olav kamoi Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa Mamish. Now, as he's saying, I'm not saying anything about this person. It has nothing to do with his godless or with his kayak. Because, you know, maybe there was a... He wanted to make sure that nobody misunderstood his point. Now, he's not talking about who it is. He says, and then he says that the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yudalit at the end of the Amud Aleph, there's a Rashi. Rashi says, "Rabbi Yosi Omer LeEzra V'Loi LeTzaka, that Tzayekim Libnei Adam Sheyavoi LeEzra, because you're allowed to be Tzayek, but not for Tzaka. Meaning, you can be Tzayek that people should come to help you physically, but you can't be Tzayek in the sense of Tefila. Avoloi LeTefila Ki Ein Onu Bituchim Kol Kach Shetoyel Tefilasenu Litzek Aleihem B'Shabbos." Rabbi Yossi can say that. Kolshkin Anan, he says, Yasmi the Yasmi, that we have no confidence that our tefillahs will definitely be mekubal. And that's the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Matriyin, Tzayka Matriyin, Matriyin Bameh, Trua, B'Shoifa. The Gemara says, Shoifa B'Shabbos Mishari. So even Tkiyah, which is only a Shavuot, right? Chochmahi Ve'eina Malacha. And still it's also on Shabbos for the Tzayrich of all these Chaylim, of the Sakana. Right? So it's not mutar afilu b'makam sakana, because it's not kederech hateva. And kol shekin b'nidu didan, shafilu chilu Shabbos drabonon is asur, and he brings the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis of Maseches Yuma, daf pei gimel amud aleph. In this Pirush HaMishnayis, I just wanted to read to you the first words of that Pirush HaMishnayis. I didn't have a chance to copy it for you, but I wanted to read it. It says like this. The Gemara says that in Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph in Yuma, Maseches Yuma, towards the end of the Masechta, that if a person was bitten by a mad dog, a dog that has rabies, so what's that called? That machla. Hydrophobia. Yeah. So he was bitten by rabies, and he's gonna die. So Misha Noshchei Kelev Shoyte Ein Machilin Oisay Mechatzar Kovit Shaloi. But Masya Ben Chorosh Matir. You don't feed him the innards, certain parts of that very Kelev, which apparently was some sort of an antidote. So and Reb Masya Ben Chorosh is Matir. So there's a machloikis tanoim, if you're allowed to feed him, what's the problem, of course? The problem is macholas asuras. A dog is not one of the animals that is mutter. And memela, he's eating from a behemoth meya. So the Rambam writes the following in his Pirush HaMishnayis. Ve'ein halocha k'reb Masya ben Chora shamati. L'haklis odom. And here it's on Yom Kippur also. Again, the Rambam Shita, that you cannot be merape with a refua segulis if there's some iser associated with it. It doesn't matter if it's Yom Kippur or if it's a matter of Macholas Asuras. Sharipu Hudova Boru Vamiti Mitoy Chasvora Vanisoyan Akorv Lamis. Ripui Hateva, he says, how do you define what makes something a Ripui Hateva? Something that is absolutely proven from the Svara, from logic, Vanisoyan, and from experimentation, that it's most likely to be true. Avo Ripui Shal Yideis Gulois Osur, Lefisha Inyonon Cholush. It's a weak, they have weak sources, weak grounding. You're not confident in them. Lo yechayvon ha'yigoyin v'asvara, v'nisyoyin an rochayk. It's very hard to test, and it's not logical. Right? V'zeho ikar, do'ehu v'zochrehu kihu ikar gadol. The Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayis, very often he gives you eitzes that this is very important, you should pay attention. So he says, remember this, because it's an Iker Gadol, and of course you have the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, which we mentioned last time, who says essentially the same thing. Now, getting back to this, Reb Shlomo Kluger, so he says, V'chein mevur b'pir sh'amishn l'ramam yuma shul huter shum isur ela b'refuah tivyis v'loi shehi derech segula. So what's the bottom line here? The bottom line is that according to Reb Shlomo Kluger in this Sefer, he's telling you, Beferish, that those...
The hydrophobia and the use of the brain of the dog, this is the standard, this is now the standard intervention in this case with hydrophobia.
It could very well be. You see, this is the problem that you always have with these kind of segulots which have to do with... You know, the Rambam has the mirror image mamish, davar v'hifucho, of what you just said, but it's really the same point. Remember, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim said that even though we find that there were certain refuahs that were used that really make no sense and don't work, he says, but at that time... No, but the Rambam says at that time, the doctors felt, b'derech chateva, they do work. This is the mirror image. Here, he feels b'derech hateva doesn't work, and maybe he didn't have the science yet to be able to show that it does work. Exactly. But the point doesn't change. In other words, the Rambam holds that anything that at the time where you live, in your century, in your tkufa, with your scientists, They are not able to understand or comprehend b'chlal how such a thing could work. So according to the Rambam, this falls already under the, it's subsumed under what category? Refuah segulis. Even though it could be that later they will discover that that makes perfect sense. You understand very well that the Rambam didn't know about DNA either. So there are many things that you discover later. And when you discover later that maybe there is an inyan, that maybe some, you know, the whole idea of vaccination and so on was, you know, if they knew something, may aim that on some level, they certainly didn't have the sophistication of today. So, not something that they were aware of. So it can go in both directions. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You could have something that people think is definitely scientific, which turns out to be not, and some things which people do not know, that it's scientific, and it turns out to be yes. The scientists used to laugh at a lot of things, these herbal medicines and various trufas that the American Indians knew, or somebody in the wilds of Africa. And Lemaisa turns out that there's actually Dvarim Begoy, that there's something there that actually has therapeutic quality. So Avada, that's 100%. But now the question is, how do you apply that to tefillah? That's the shaila. So he says, even if it would be a tzaddik like Reb Chanina ben Doisa, since there's no guarantee, and it's oifen seguli. So we have here a machloikis ha-poiskim, so to speak, whether tefillah and sa'aka for a chayla is considered refuah tivis, or it's considered a refuah segulis. In the Truvas HaMaharsham, of course, he also says, I read it to you, that in, from the Sefer, from another Sefer, but I read to you that the Ein lahati afilo yidei mir la'akum, and the Chavetz Chaim also holds that there's no heter.
This one is tirav das, or no tirav das?
No, this is without the issue of tirav das, without the issue of tirav das. The Shalos Truvas, tirav hadas, you know, that he's likely to go crazy if we don't fulfill his request. The Sholem Meishiv of Yosef Shol Natanzon writes in the Sholem Meishiv Truv Madurat Lisa that Chas V'Sholem Lahatir, the same question about sending writing a kvittel on Shabbos, and he was doicha that he said Einu Choshev Ksiba V'Siim Chalilu V'Chalilu Lahatir Ach L'Tzorech Chayla Sheyesh Bo Sakona LaMaminim B'Tzadikim. The Rambam is oiser she'enoi kederach ha'teva. He says, but there are cholkim olav. The Bircha Yosef brings down that the Ramban and the Rashba are cholkim, and in the Sefer Tov Ayin, the Chidor wrote a number of places, the Chidor, three or four places, where the Chidor writes the same thing. In the Bircha Yosef, in the Sefer Tov Ayin, and his Sefer, I believe, Chaim Shal also, he has three places or four where he writes the same thing. And he's very strong, the Paschal, like the Rambam, and the Ramban and the Rashba against the Rambam. And he writes in Tovai in the Kisei Rachamim, Rabbeinu Peretz, that Rabbeinu Peretz wrote a Kameya in a situation where it's Ismachi Gavra, Ismachi Kameya. And here also he says, the Shoyle Meshiv, that you have to have a Sadik, that is Baduk Umenusa, that he is on that Madrega. And then he writes, V'uvna yadano bi'ir moilatiz lochav, shahoyo choyle mesukon, that in that town's lochav there was once a choyle mesukon, v'hita loydayin echad lichtoiv mivrok el ak al yidei akum b'shabbos, that's the maisa with Reb Shlomo Kluger. But who was the tzaddik? The snow was the Sar Shalom of Belz. The Belzer. So he writes, Al Agoyin HaKadosh Merash Mibelz, V'Agoyin Reb Shlomo Kluger Hirish Olav Miyoid U'Pasol Es HaDayin Melohoyreis Oid. He said that that Dayin...
Did the Rav didn't say before that Reb Shlomo Kluger asked a Goy to write?
Yeah, a Goy. That's what he wrote, Al Yedei Goy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then he writes, U'Pasol Es HaDayin Melohoyreis Oid. The gam kvoid agoyin hakadosh anal nisraim moed al kach. From achshav ani mechuyev lis amets bekol koichi lohavi refuah lechayla shlo yigarim chilu shabbos al yodi. When the Sar Shalom heard about it, he said, "Now I for sure have to heal this fellow, because." Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzon says that in the city of Zlotchov that ma'isa occurred, That was with Shlomo Kluger that we spoke about before. So he says the tzaddik that was involved, that they had sent this kvittel to, that he should be mispalel for this chayla, was Reb Shalom Belzer. And he says that when the Belzer heard that there was such a tumult, that Reb Shlomo Kluger was against it terribly, mightily, and he even patted the dayan, and he did not allow that dayan who passed him. The Star Shalom was in Belz. But from Zlotchev to Belz, they had to send this emissary, whatever it is, a telegram. So the question is the refuah going to work? So he said, I'm going to make it my business to see for sure that it's going to work, in order that it should not be that al yodi there was chilul Shabbos. That's an interesting idea. V'chein hoyo, he writes, shenisrape acharkach. Al kol panim ein lohakel b'chol ki aygavna u'beprat b'dor hazeh shevadai she'ein lohakel mikam etaymim. And mikam etaymim, you understand very well, includes the fact that there was a certain rifya in Shabbos already in many of these big cities. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzin was in the city of Lvov, Lemberg. And of course, there was a very big concern that this would open up a Pandora's box, as they said. So that's one of the reasons. And also, who says that you have a Sar Shalom in every generation? You understand? Yeah. Anyhow, this is the yisoid. So now, the shaila is, well, first of all, how much time do we have?
15 minutes.
Okay. So let me just summarize a little bit, and then Chacham Avadya Yosef has a very long tshuva. In Tshuvas Yabia Oimer Chelek Ches Arachayim Simon Lamed Zayin. In that tshuva, he basically quotes everything that I mentioned to you just about in the last 2 days. But it's very, very long tshuva, and has a massive amount of Maram Mekoymus, some of which he quotes, some of which he just brings. You should know that it exists over here, and there's a huge amount of it covers an extraordinary ground, including many in Yonim that don't directly have to deal with this topic at all. The beginning I wanted to mention to you, because it gives you a very strong background about one inyan. This inyan that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Sotik Pikuach Nefesh. So the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, again, that Pei Hei Amid Beis, that you're allowed to be Doicha Shabbos, and there are several Amoraim who give different psukim, different Mekoris, for why. So Shmuel learns it from Ushmartim Es Chukoisai, Es Mishpota, Ashayasa, Osama Adam, for Chai Bohem. The Gemara says, for Chai Bohem, for Lo Shayamas Bohem. And the Gemara says that whatever the other Makaris are, Shmuel's Makar is the best. Yeah. Because all of the other Makaris, you only know Chilul Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh Vada, where definitely his life is threatened, but not for Pikuach Nefesh Suffolk. And in this particular case of Vachai Bohem, even Al HaSuffolk Doichim Es HaShabbos. So Rashi's Mefarish. Mishum dahochi mashma, asher yasa adam es hamitzvos sheyichya bohem vaday, velo sheyavo ba'asoson lidei safek misa. What Rashi means is as follows. If the pasuk would have said, asher yasa osam ha'adam velo yamus, so we would say that it's only if we know that yamus. But if we don't know yamus, then how can you do it? It's an isa Torah. Yishmartem es mitzvos chukosai. But since the pasuk doesn't say it in the negative, it says it in the positive. V'chai bohem, it means guarantee v'chai bohem. So guaranteeing v'chai bohem allows us that even if we have a suffix that it may not be v'chai bohem, you're allowed to be over the aveira. So that's how you know mechalin molav Shabbos afilu ala suffix. In this idea of afilu ala suffix, you have very interesting shiloh. A suffix could be 50% this way, 50% that way. That's a suffix hashokul. That's an even suffix. Then a suffix could be something that 10% he's going to die, achmono litzlan, but 90% he's going to live. And then it could be the opposite. 90% he's going to die, but there is a possibility some people survive. You know, they have a better constitutions or whatever. So now the shaila is, when we say mechal and molav Shabbos, afilu b'suffix b'kuach nefesh, how much likelihood of pikuach nefesh does there have to be? So the answer is, even if there's roiv that he's going to live, without any interruption, without any interference, without any chilul Shabbos, he's still going to live most likely. But he may die. So notice, even if there's a 10% chance, or a 5% chance, that he's going to die, most likely he's going to live, without anything. you're still allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That's called a Cholish Sheyesh by Sakana too. So Cholish Sheyesh by Sakana means that you're confident that nothing will happen. So Cholish Sheyesh by Sakana, even so, such a little amount, what is the principle Ein Holchanacha Aroiv? Holchanacha Aroiv or Ein Holchanacha Aroiv? Which way? So the answer is normally Azlina Basaruba. The Gemara asks, how do you know Azlina Basaruba? And in a very large number of situations, we paskin roiv. So the question is, why don't we paskin roiv over here? So the answer is because it's exactly what Rashi was forewarning. Because you see, when you say Azlina Basaruba, what do we mean? Do we mean that we paskin ki'ilu it's vadai? Or do we say, no, vadai it isn't? But the halacha says that in a place where you don't know, you have to do something. So you could either say Sheva al Tasa, or you could say Azlina Basaroiv. But Azlina Basaroiv does not take away the fact that it remains a suffix. So if Azlina Basaroiv would have been that the halacha demands that you should treat it as vadai mamish, so then Rashi wouldn't help you, l'chayra. Why? Because Rashi says v'chayvahem. So if Azlina Basaroiv, it is v'chayvahem. Because Azlina Basaroiv, if it would say vadai, he's going to live. In other words, we have to treat it as if it was a vadai. But Azlina Basaroiv is not like that. And there's a whole slew of svarim that discuss this topic. It's, you know, not shaykh to discuss that right now. Bechlal. But there are many truths. Shef Schmeitzer talks about it. That's one of the main topics of his sefer. And so on and so forth. But he quotes, Ashita Mekubetzism, but Metzia Davova Medeiz in the name of the Rosh. The after Amrinan called the parish Meruba parish. So you have a case of roiv. Mikoma kaim sofik mikri. Ella shahatayra hitira sofik zeh beisurim. Kedukhsiv achri rabim lahatais. Shenefacha isa lahetel al yedei bituloi beroiv. Ugzeres hakosofi. Umiklal mikoma kaim la'olam lo yotza miklal hasofik. So he says that the idea of roiv does not eliminate the miyut in the sense that we are no longer misupik. We are misupik. But the halacha tells us how to deal with it. You go basa deroiv. Ad kedekach, that the, in the case of a taruvus, you can have bitul beroiv, that the heter overwhelms the isur beroiv, and the isur can turn into heter. Because that's the halacha, that when heter encounters isur, our suffix notwithstanding, that it still remains a shtickle suffix, we are allowed to treat it in terms of achila. But we are not eliminating the mitzias of the suffix. The suffix remains. So what's it nageya? That if it would have been vadai, and if Azlina Basaroiv turns it into vadai, that we are mechuyev to say 90% is 100%. If he's going to live 90%, we can't touch him. He's going to live. So how do you say v'chai bohem? He is v'chai bohem. The Teretz says no. Even if it's 99%, it doesn't change the fact that that roiv still leaves the suffix intact. We go basaroiv. In the case of v'chai bohem, you don't go basaroiv. Why not? Because v'chai bohem says it has to be vadai that he's going to live. And any shemitz of suffix is enough to say it's not vadai, mechalun lo v'sashabos. So that's one yisod that I wanted to tell you. And finally, the next thing that I wanted to tell you was v'negeya, this business of davening for a chayil. By the way, if you want to look at the tshuva, anyone who wants the tshuva, I can give you a copy of it. You just have to give me a ream of paper. For the oilam, I think I would need about 500 sheets. But I'd be more than happy to copy out the tshuva for you.
When a woman is in labor on Shabbos, what is it?
That's pikuach nefesh.
What is that, v'chai bohem?
Yeah, that's definitely v'chai bohem.
Many times they call it something here.
That doesn't matter. If you have a possibility, that's definitely. In fact, Rav Moshe has that famous tshuva where he writes that because every experience of labor and later is a shaila of pikuach nefesh, you're not supposed to anticipate it unless you have a medical reason. Like, for example, the doctor tells you that I would prefer to go on vacation when you are due, so I'm going to induce you 2 weeks early. And it's not a problem. You're perfectly fine and healthy and so on. You're allowed to do that. So Moshe says no. Now, there's always a complication, because if that doctor is the mumcha, and you don't trust the people that are belong to the team or to the schnook that's going to take over on that holiday or whatever it is, so then you have a shaila, now it's a problem, because if you're going to not induce, you may end up with that doctor that you really don't trust. So that's already a complication in the shaila. But the point is that anybody that's in labor or that might be in labor is a safek pikuach nefesh. Absolutely. So if a person feels l'moshel that they have labor pains, and it's not always possible to know for sure what those pains are, avadigavis, you're allowed to go to the hospital and they will call the doctor or whatever it is. In all of these inyonim, if you can be memayid in Chilul Shabbos, you should. So a lot of people program their phones in advance to call the doctor when you press one button, and then they press the button with their nose or something like that. And that's how they get around that issue, and they call the taxi driver that's a guy. Although what's interesting is somebody once told me that if you call a Jewish taxi service, that's going to be the only time that taxi driver is not Mechal Shabbos. because you understand what I'm saying. You call normally, you're allowed to, but you're supposed to be memayin as much as possible. So if you can manage it with a shinui, it doesn't make a difference. It's only if the pikuach nefesh is compromised. Like if you have a very short nose. You know what I mean? But if it doesn't make any difference, also if you don't have the presence of mind, you just go ahead and do what you have to do. Not everybody has that kind of klarkeit. Okay, now, if I can find it, bear with me just 1 minute. I had one more thing that I wanted to do. Yeah. So that's a shaila always when the phone rings. Now we have Baruch Hashem, the answering machine. So whenever my phone rings on Shabbos, I tell my children, whoever's there, is faster than I am, to run up and listen to what the message is. A lot of times they call a rav with a shaila that's they don't know what to do, or it's a pikuach nefesh issue, and so on and so forth. Anyhow, that's the. So let me just tell you what his maskana is.
I
know a lot of people that answer the phone because they're just nervous wrecks and they assume the worst. Most of the time it's a wrong number. Now we have caller ID. No, the truth is we have now caller ID. We have answering machines. It's a lot easier to manage that. But I had a Maisa Shahaya once, an amazing Maisa. Talk about, there's a certain bocha that comes knocking on the door. We had just washed for Hamotzi. We were sitting down to the meal. I heard the door, so somebody went and opened up the door. And the person comes in, and he sees that we just watched for Hamotzi. So he waits. And then we make Hamotzi. I give out the pieces of challah to everybody. And then I say, "Nu, what's the problem?" He says, "There's a fire in my house." They didn't say there was a fire in my house, but Labaisa was an interesting thing. Sometimes it does what I'm trying to say about presence of mind. Sometimes a person doesn't have, you know, that there are certain times that you just don't wait for such things. So he writes like this, Klal ha'amur, Mikol ha'amur, Sha'af b'safek refuah mechalim Shabbos ma'achidiz chacham avadiyus maskonah. Da'af b'safek refuah mechalim Shabbos ma'achilim iser esachoyle, kol sheyodua shehi b'derech klal refuah divis. Even if we don't know that it definitely is going to work in this particular case, as long as we know that this is an acceptable refuah tiv is, a scientific basis. And that's his mavur in the number of tshuvas that he brings down. And then he says that even besafik refuah, even if we don't know for sure that this refuah will work, nevertheless, it's kedai to take it and to use it. And of course, you have many times now that they have these experimental refuahs in machlis that are very severe, where there's no guarantee that it's going to work at all. But alpha pikein, sofik nefoshes lahokel, you can try it. And not like the Agoyis Maimonius says in the name of the Maharam Rottenberg, that only a refuah that is yedua you are allowed to use. In other words, he's mechalik between the refuah and the chayla. The chayla could be safek b'kuach nefesh, but the refuah has to work. So what didn't have to work? No refuah works all the time. It can't. because nobody's constitution is identical to everybody else's constitution. And there could be things that are going on inside the body that reject the refuah in the same way that reject other things. But he means where there's a standard refuah that everybody accepts as a refuah, as opposed to something that's not boduk u'menusa and it's a totally experimental. So it's a machloikas, but we paskin like the Rashba, and it remains the suffix nefashas l'hakim. And then he writes the following. What happens? Yeah, that's he has a whole arichus about this. Even in his maskana, he goes into an arichus. You know, his summation. He writes like this. Then he says, "Linu refuah shehi begeder segula." So the first issue that he discussed was a refuah that's not 100% guaranteed, which is a refuah tivis, and he paskins lemaisa that you're allowed to use it. Even if the refuah is not guaranteed, an experimental refuah, you're allowed to use it even on Shabbos. Now, in your refuah she begeta segula, kago kesivas kameya b'Shabbos b'makom sakana b'hazman bohu im ismachei gavra al yedei nisayon shel kama pa'amim. If the tzaddik is baduk menusa that he's a pale Yeshua, he's right. Tzaddik is ismachei gavra. The person is a mumche, and it's proven al yidei nisayon shel kama pa'amim shehayu b'hatzolus nefashos miYisrael. What has he proven? Not proven that he's a shomer Torah mitzvahs on the highest level. It's proven that he's helped people from situations which was pikuach nefesh, and he saved their lives. Yesh lismoich al das harashba v'ra'ov Rabbeinu Peretz shecholkim al Rambam she'ose b'kayotze b'zeh mishum derech segula b'vat. So he says there's this massive machloikas between the Rambam on one side, who's very adamant against it, and the Rashba and the Ramban, who are positive about refuah segulios. And he says that therefore, since they're mekel, we paskin like them, the mokum pikuach nefesh. Rabbeinu Peretz osa maise because of kameya b'shabes liyosheves ala majber, woman who was giving birth and she was having difficulty, v'kaimelon maise raf. And he says that proves a lot. V'chein somchal zeh haneiros hamizrachiim, he calls them neiros hamizrach. In the Admas Kodesh and the Priya Aretz, these are two gedolei svardim. V'heidu shekein horu rabboni salaniki, v'alocha revacha sofik nefoshes lahakel. What about if you can wait? What if it's close to the end of Shabbos, for example, and you can wait another hour and you don't feel that that's pikuach nefesh? V'makom she'efter lahamtim bevada she'ein lahakel. Are you allowed to go out in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shinalev Sifchav Hey? He writes in Sifchav Dalid right before that you're allowed to go out Lushus Arabim on Shabbos with various grasses that they used to hang around his neck for refuah purposes, and a woman is allowed to go out Bekesha Shosim LeRefuah, that what kind of refuah, that she shouldn't have an Ein Hara. But again, all of this is based on the idea that for them it's Derech Malbush. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what I wanted to tell you. I could really go in further next time into the inyanim of saying Tehillim on Shabbos and so on, which I started with. If you don't mind, I'd like to just finish that up, and then we'll go back to the... That's because it's a very famous topic and a very important topic. There's a big machloikas sapoiskim about saying Tehillim on Shabbos and whether you can say the tefillah for the road for refuah afterwards, and what about tefillah for refuah of Misha Beirach, and what kind of Misha Beirach can you make, and what kind of Misha Beirach can't you make, for what kind of chayla, I mean, you know, you have a person that's has a chronic illness, and he's like that, he's going to be like that for 40 years, or could be for 100 years, but he's not chayla mesukin, he's not about to die, Rachmano Litzlan. So are you allowed to be mispalled for him on Shabbos? So all this inyan of tefila for chayla on Shabbos, and so on, we'll discuss that next time, and then after that, we will move on next week to the Mishlei.